Tuesday, December 8th. Welcome back to Damon Bruce Plus. It is fantastic having you here. And today we're talking about the most successful baker there is in sports. And that is the baker who cooks the humble pies. Humble pie for everybody, especially in the NFL. It can be served to you at any moment. You think you're sitting at a table that humble pie is not going to come to, and it shows up. It happens all the time. The Super Bowl champions from last year's Super Bowl, we're talking Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts in week 14, just combined for zero touchdowns and seven interceptions. Adding a fumble there for Hurts as well. Interception and fumble coming on the same play. It was a really rough night for Jalen Hurts. The thing about sports at the highest level, and this cannot be denied, yet so many fans try to deny this. They see their team have a really good week and think like, oh, that's now an expected outcome going forward. I have nothing to worry about. I have Andy Reid. I have Patrick Mahomes. I have nothing to worry about. I have the defending Super Bowl champion quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and the Eagles. There's nothing to worry about. There are only two types of professional athletes. Those who have been humbled and those who are about to be. It's unforgiving out there. It is brutal out there. Absolutely savage. All of this is hard. You've got the top 1% playing against the top 1% at all times. You know, the guy that you don't know much about is in the top 1% of guys who do that on the other team. You know, you discount them because they're not household names. You discount them because you're not familiar with them. Don't discount anybody in this league. And then you look at teams that are just, you know, consistent, like decade-long clown shows. We're talking the Raiders. We're talking the Jets. We're adding the Titans this year, right? So clown shows, they're at worst. Their players are in the top 3%, 2.5%. What separates the best and the worst in the NFL is that, no, excuse me, it's this. It's that. Can we, again, I don't have a cameraman. I can't get any tighter in on that. And I'll screw up the zooming if I try to come to go. It's this. This is what separates NFL teams every single week. So when you look good one week and bad the next, it shouldn't be as shocking and surprising as so many want to react to it too. Now, Brock Purdy, like 3 weeks ago, had a terrible first half against Carolina. And look, I was saying bench Brock Purdy at halftime. This is not because I've given up on Brock Purdy. I have been on YouTube. Look at it this way. I've been on Bay Area radio longer than Brock Purdy's been a Bay Area athlete. I've been on YouTube during the entirety of Brock Purdy's career. My position as a broadcaster has moved here to YouTube since Brock Purdy has been with the 49ers. I've seen it all. It started when I was on radio, but all of it has happened here for sure since I joined. And you can go back through what has to be thousands of hours, and you are going to find someone who is incredibly supportive of Brock Purdy. You're going to see someone here who thinks he's pretty darn good at what he does, and the fact he hasn't won a Super Bowl is not some sin that I'm holding against him like some people do. I think Brock Purdy's really good. But I was screaming bench him, not because I was giving up on him. I understand how hard this is, but I was screaming bench him because his footwork didn't look right. The toe looked like it was causing him to sail everything. And the reason why it was time to maybe go away from Brock is you had the rare luxury of a backup quarterback that you can really turn to with great expectations still for your football team. Mac Jones did a hell of a job this year. Mac Jones was like 300 yards and multiple touchdowns just about every single time he rolled out of bed and played for the 49ers. He was really good. So because the Niners had that luxury, I thought that they should go and do something that they have the luxury to do. This isn't a condemnation of Brock, but he ain't the guy tonight. You got a guy who might be better at the guy who ain't the guy tonight. What happened? Brock came back, played a much more efficient second half, and the 49ers won that game, and everybody pretty much moved on. The very next week, Matthew Stafford and the Rams played the Panthers. And he threw his interceptions against them. But unlike Brock Purdy, who had been dealing with turf toe and not playing and not all lubed up by going through first team reps in practice, this was Matthew Stafford at the zenith of his MVP hype. And he goes into Carolina and throws all of those interceptions, just like Brock Purdy did in a game that the Rams lose. Is Matthew Stafford a bad quarterback? No. He just had a bad day. against a team that might not be a playoff team sitting there right now, the Carolina Panthers, but that's a good secondary. They turn the ball over an awful lot. Again, this is the 1% playing the 1%, but you're so focused on Matthew Stafford because he's the 1% getting the MVP hype. Look at these guys everywhere in this league. They can all play. The guy you insist, scream, stomp your feet, he's a bum. He can play. He can play. You think you know something one week, and in all the questions that you have answered one week, those answers don't apply anymore because the questions change week to week in the NFL. The only consistent aspect of the NFL is constant change. You are, you know, Jalen Hurts. Why is Jalen Hurts had a hard to defend like month of football? Well, there's a lot of things going on in Philadelphia. They lost their offensive coordinator. The situation with A.J. Brown is different. Saquon Barkley isn't the only guy you got to stare at because he's having an MVP-level year. Saquon Barkley's having a very good year, but he's not nearly the player that he was last year. You look around the rest of that offensive line. They ain't the same either. So everyone wants to put it on Jalen Hurts when he has, you know, turns the ball over. Now the whole A.J. Brown thing has been weird. And I'm pretty sure they're going to take down that Easter bunny they put up in the locker room for good luck because that did not work. And Jalen Hurts, you know, what do you want me to say? It hasn't been great lately. But the people in Philadelphia who want him like burnt at the stake, you're nuts. Is Jalen Hurts perfect? No. Guess what? None of them are. What you want is a guy who, when he's in the right situation, can win it all. And Jalen Hurts has a reputation for being a pretty good big game quarterback. I just saw him win a Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure you did too. And, you know, wanting to give up on him right now is insane. It's insane. Why would people talk like that? Like, did you just all start watching football yesterday? It's nuts to me how impatient and fickle fans are. Almost to like beat their drum about how much more they want to win than the actual team does. It's buffoonery. It's absolute buffoonery. And let me just show you how a bad quarterback performance, an undeniably bad quarterback performance, some of them stick and some of them just float away into the ether, just gone. For example, and he sure did have a couple of big plays last night. And you got to give Justin Herbert all the credit in the world for gutting it out. He's got a broken offhand there. He gets credit for that. He was running for his life, which is always going to take a good quarterback and make them a less than quarterback. But he was bad. He was also really bad. If you want to know, Justin Herbert was the kind of bad that historically has not won before in the Super Bowl era. Justin Herbert was very, very lucky that the other quarterback across from him decided to have an even more catastrophic and damaging day than what Justin Herbert had. Again, Justin Herbert walks off the field a winner. And that's all anyone's going to remember. And nobody is going to dissect and debate what actually happened in that game. Herbert did something historic last night. He's the only NFL quarterback in the Super Bowl era to complete under 50% of his passes, throw for fewer than 150 yards, get sacked seven or more times with multiple turnovers, and win. But he won. He won. So nobody's talking about, man, can you trust Justin Herbert in a big game? I mean, I've seen Justin Herbert throw more interceptions in a playoff game than he did in an entire regular season, what, just a year ago? What's that? Is that big game Justin? Not at all. The amount of it went wrong one week and I want everything changed, or it went wrong over a handful of weeks and I want everything changed, is a full-on misunderstanding of how hard all of this is in the NFL. There is very little separation between the best and the worst. Beyond that, I guarantee you the person that complains the loudest about, oh, I didn't like how the game went this week, is the exact same person who hits that reset button, that very first interception they throw in that game of Madden that they were playing. You have no idea how difficult this is week in, week out. Week in, week out. It's savage. It never stops coming. And the equation that you're trying to solve never stops changing. And if you solve it one week, you know, it's like, what was that movie where they're cracking the Enigma code? You know, where once you got it cracked at the stroke of midnight, you got to crack the entire code again. It was like the invention of a computer. This is a Benedict Cumberbatch movie, I think. It was a really good movie. Anyway, it's so hard to be good for a half of football, much less a full game of football, much less back-to-back weeks, much less a month, much less a season. It's rough out there. It really, really is. Sit down and be humble. Stay humble, because the game is coming to humble you instantly. The minute you think you got what it takes, here comes your slice of humble pie. There's nothing, I think, more difficult that serves humble pie more often than being a professional athlete. I mean, you got a whole bunch of people in business. No matter how many times they file for bankruptcy or fail at a business, they get to come back and start another business somehow, some way. It's the old Michael Scott Paper Company. He's like, yeah, you can close the Michael Scott Paper Company down. I got a million names for paper companies. That's kind of what we're looking at in the world of business. But in the world of sports, if you're not good for a certain amount of days in a row that the team says that's enough handful of days in a row where you're not good, they move on. They move on. Pro sports is brutal. Absolutely brutal. Stay humble. Good advice here from Uncle Damon. You want some better advice from Uncle Damon? How about this? I know where you need to eat for lunch today. Oh my God. There's nothing humble about an Ike's sandwich. They are big. They are meaty. They are significant. Go get yourself a sandwich from Ike's. You'll be happy that you did. They're absolutely delicious. And if you don't live in an Ike's delivery area, boy, I hope you do. I hope you do soon. Maybe it's even time to move. You sign up for that Love Rewards program, you start earning your way towards free sandwiches, chips, drinks, all the good stuff that comes from Ike's. Thank you so much to our friends at the Dubliner West Portal here in San Francisco. Incredible bar, great bartenders. Go say hi to Kenny and John for me. Great place to watch your next Niner game, your next Warrior game. We got the hot stove heating up in baseball. Baseball season will be here before you know it, believe it or not. So great place to go. Great neighborhood bar, great neighborhood West Portal. Go to the Dubliner West Portal. It's the best pulled Guinness in all of San Francisco. Trust me on that. Also, we want to say thank you so much to our friends at Sleeper. Sleeper's got the number one fantasy app right now in the world. It is the place to go for full season long fantasy leagues, game day, prop bets, over unders with incredible payouts, incredible user interface. Don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself. And when you do sign up for Sleeper, use promo code Damon and get a $100 deposit match. Up to $100 on your very first deposit. And you can use the link that is at the top of the description of this very live stream that you're watching right now. So thanks so much to our sponsors. Thanks so much to all of you for being here. As always, it's great to have you. Thank you for coming on back. Hit like and subscribe. We are on our way to 50,000 subs. I wanted to be there by the bye week. Missed our goal by a smidge. Again, pro sports is hard. You're going to get humbled. Hit like and subscribe if you would, please. Thank you so very much. Take care of the sponsors who take care of me. Thank you very, very much. A couple of supers. One here from Vince Vargas saying, heading down to the Guardsman tree lot to send a kid to camp. You tell him, Damon, seen your post on IG. It's a win-win for all. Vince, thank you so very much. I'm so sorry I'm going to miss you. I'm not going to be down at the tree lot today. I got a child's Christmas recital to go to tonight, which is really cute when it's your kids' class up on the stage. There are, you know, we got to sit through kindergarten, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. It's a lot. It's a lot. But again, I have my iPhone, so I will ignore everyone else's child and then film mine and then probably never watch that video again. But, you know, that's fatherhood in modern America. But thank you, Vince. Thank you for supporting the Guardsmen with every single Christmas tree that is bought down at the Guardsmen tree lot at the Festival Pavilion in Fort Mason. You send a kid to summer camp and you can really change a kid's life, because getting outdoors, friendship, fellowship, fun, these are hard things to come by these days for kids. So we're very, very proud of what the Guardsmen do. I am so proud to be affiliated with them. Since 2010, And the guardsmen have been selling Christmas trees in San Francisco since 1947. A whole bunch of badasses came home after winning World War II, and they said, how do we do something good for kids? And they started a tree lot, and it continues today. So I love being a guardsman. You will have a great time at the tree lot. No matter what you celebrate, no matter what your religious inclination is, go on down for all of the holiday cheer. We got bouncy houses for the kids. There's all sorts of great food and camaraderie down there. You will have a good time at the guardsman tree lot. It's like a little indoor forest. So thank you very much, Vince, for going. By the way, I saw my man, Mike Livingston. I don't know if he is in here. Mike sent a couple of supers that I did not get to in the show yesterday. Mike, I just wanted to say thank you to you that I did not see those. That's my bad. Thank you very much. Look at the support we're getting over here. Let's help Damon to get to 50K. Watch you and Larry. Time for me to jump aboard. Thank you very much for hitting like and subscribe. Appreciate you, David, for being around. And call a friend, call a neighbor, call an enemy. Just have them subscribe to Damon Bruce Plus. We are one of the fastest growing things in Bay Area sports. There's no doubt about that. Let's see. As a famous Bay Area sports broadcaster once famously said, two things can be equally true. Oh my goodness. Where are you? Wait a minute. I got him right here. Wait a minute. Go Sharks. Two things can be equally true, Ralph Barbieri. There is absolutely no doubt that one of the reasons why the 49ers are where they are in the current playoff standings with their record right now is because of a very generous schedule. Again, easy schedule, kind of an exaggeration. There's nothing easy about football, which today's entire opening segment was about. Stay humble. There's nothing easy in the NFL. There really isn't. There is not anything easy available. But the Niners did have measurably, in the way that we measure these things, the easiest schedule in the NFL, and it has absolutely benefited them. It has helped them. It has guided them through this injury plague season that they've embarked on. So there's what you think you got, and the path that you think you got ahead of you, and then you get to the end of that path and you look behind you and you're like, oh, it was actually a little different of a journey than I might have thought. I got to share this with you. This is pretty interesting, right? So DVOA, defense adjusted value over average. This is a big new metric that football dorks love. Well, the toughest schedule in this year by far by DVOA, and let's talk about what really makes this game hard. How good is that defense you're playing today, right? That's what makes this game hard. Well, the number one toughest schedule in football actually belonged to the Arizona Cardinals, believe it or not. Their adjusted DVOA based on average opponent is 9.3. Then it's the Titans. They're also at 9.3. The Texans are at 8.5. The 49ers, 4.6. That is the fourth toughest defensive battle that they've faced over the entirety of a season that the NFL has offered anybody. So what was supposed to be an easy schedule really has not been. And the fact that the 49ers are sitting where they are in spite of their injuries, partially because of this schedule, but, I was told it was so easy. You look back, though, not quite easy. Let me put it in another way that a lot of people might find more easy to understand, because wins and losses is probably a measurement you are more familiar with which to weigh a team's success or failure than DVOA. So here you go. And I got to give credit to Rob Guerrera, who shared this. I saw this from him on Twitter. This is something that I had to share with you. The 49ers' losses this year have come to the Rams, the Texans, the Jaguars, and the Buccaneers. They've got a combined record of 34-18. 34-18 are the combined record of the teams that have beaten the 49ers. And if the season ended today, they would all be in the playoffs. I just want to say, and I don't want to pick on the new guy or gal who doesn't really understand what they're looking at, but there are a lot of people who claim to have been watching 49ers football or just the NFL their entire lives who wanted to give up on this team all year long or, no matter what. Even, hey, they won today, but they still suck. They're not going anywhere. I don't believe in them. They suck. They suck. No, no, there's nothing about this year that has sucked. Every single loss the Niners have taken has come against a quality playoff caliber opponent. And the damage that they have done in their win-loss record, in spite of the fact they have lost their two best defensive players, have only had a handful of games where Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, and George Kittle are all out there together. They haven't gone into a single football game this year with more than two wide receivers who can actually catch a football. Their offensive line is, it's right in the middle. Doesn't dominate, doesn't crush them all the time. It's just blah. You don't normally win a lot with a blah offensive line, but the Niners are still doing it. The fact that Kyle Shanahan is not a coach of the year candidate is a disservice to the year that he is having as a coach. How about this? Kyle Shanahan has never had a year where he's lost the Super Bowl, where he's done a better job coaching the team than he's doing right now. NFC champion Kyle Shanahan, I don't think, has had a better season winning an NFC championship than the season that he's having right now. Again, Robert Saleh, great to see you again. You're a big part of this for sure. But this is a guy who is just a spectacular, spectacular head coach. No, but I was told to crap on him by this guy on YouTube that I really like watching. It's good that you're here. Hit like and subscribe. Last piece of San Francisco news to share with you here is that the Niners yesterday, they claimed Garrett Wallow off waivers from the Denver Broncos. He's a linebacker to make room on the roster. They took Ben Bartsch and put him on the injured reserve list. So Ben Bartsch's season is over. This feels like Tatum Bethune doesn't get healthy insurance. That's what that feels like. And I think it's a smart insurance policy for them to have to made. And obviously, Wallow is going to be called up. But how much he's actually out there, what they ask him to do against Tennessee, probably give him a week of practice before you ask him to do anything. But that is Tatum Bethune didn't get better insurance right there. Right there. That's what that is. And it's probably a smart thing to do. We got Barry Ford from Memphis just saying, bang, bang, just dropping by. Got surgery next Monday. Asking for positive vibes. Nice haircut. Thank you, by the way. Boom, boom. We tightened it up. Barry, you don't want to share with us here, but what's going on? And if we can push as many vibes through this YouTube channel at you, here's an infinity vibes, brother. We love you, Barry. You get better. You get better, you recover, you rest well. I know you got a great nurse in Mary right next to you. She's going to take good care of you. Put down the whiskey for a couple weeks. Go get whatever you need and get better soon, brother. We love you. This is Brett Euchre, not Bree Tucker. We figured that out. Merry Christmas, everyone, and Merry Christmas right back to you. Thanks so much, Brett. Thank you. And a member now for 14 months, SGA Sports Talk. How you doing? You made some great content on the channel. Can I join you as a special guest? I normally know the people that I have on as special guests. I love you, man. Thank you so much for wanting to be a part of this. How about you and I figure out a way to talk first before we go booking you as guest? But I appreciate you reaching out, man. I really, really do. You're a big part of the channel and the chat, and people love you, man. Thank you so much for being a part of this. But let's do a little getting to know each other before we're doing shows together. That's reasonable, right? Let's see. What else do I have for you today? Again, it's never a day where I'm here to waste your time, waste your energy. And what I want to do is let you know that we'll go a little Club Plus today. After today in history, we'll have a little Club Plus. We'll go through whatever is going on in the chat right now. I know there's an awful lot of good wishes to Barry. Sports Phone Friday. Just saying, just throwing that out there. Sports Phone Friday. Maybe. Maybe Red Jet. Maybe. Oh, look it. Chef A ready to party. Little Club Plus. We got Christopher saying, disco ball warming up in that bullpen. Speaking of bullpens. Speaking of bullpens. Do you see the rich get richer today? See what the Dodgers did? Dodgers went out and signed the best closer on the market. They said they wanted a little help at the back of their bullpen. So what'd they do? They went out and signed Edwin Diaz. 3-year, $69 million deal to set an annual average value record for a relief pitcher. So, you know, when the Dodgers break off a chunk, it's a bigger chunk than anybody gets broken off ever. Make your deferred cash jokes right now, if you will. If you're a Giant fan, you shouldn't be making any jokes about the Dodgers because, well, the Dodgers are doing this. Well, the Dodgers are adding Edwin Diaz to a team that has already got some really good pitching on it, a guy named Shohei Ohtani, and a guy named Mookie Betts, and a guy named Freddie Freeman. It never ends. It never freaking ends. They're so scary. But hey, the Giants did, in the last week or so, DFA one of their top prospects to get absolutely nothing out of that experience. And they added Ron Washington to help the entire infield get the glove down. So take that, LA. Take that. San Francisco 2026 Giants. Let's get that glove down. Oh, boy. Kyle Schwarber. If you thought maybe Kyle Schwarber could be added to fix some things around here. No, that ain't going to happen. 5-year, $125 million deal. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I love Kyle Schwarber, but that's an awfully big contract to be given to a 32-year-old DH who really does not have a position to play. When he's hot, he's got one of the most dangerous swings in baseball. When he cools off for like a month at a time. I love Schwarber. One of my favorite things about Indiana University, not named this entire football team in the football season that they just had and are about to have in the playoffs. Let's go Hoosiers. I love Kyle Schwarber. That's an awful lot of my 5 years, $125 million. He's 32. He's a DH. Wow. Okay, Philly. Again, he is an MVP candidate when he heats up for significant chunks of the season. But boy, okay. Again, not my money. If the Giants had added Kyle Schwarber, they would have been right in the mix. There's talk that I don't even want to talk about what the Giants are rumored to be. Here's the thing. I'm tired of the labor pains. Show me the baby. The Warriors cannot move Jonathan Kuminga until January 15th, which means I really don't want to talk or hear about anything. I don't want to talk or hear about anything from the Warriors. Like, how have you painted yourself into this corner? Can you just DFA him? Like Marco Luciano? No, they don't let you do that in the NBA with those contracts. But man, it's nuts. This should be a straight up nothing but celebratory week of Pat Spencer. Who, by the way, are you having fun with Pat Spencer? I am too. Pat Spencer, great story, great lacrosse player. This story does not go on very long. You do realize that, right? Like the there will be a carriage that turns back into a pumpkin for sure. So maybe don't run out and get that Pat Spencer jersey to put it under the tree quite yet. They're about halfway through his two-way contract, aren't they? Joe Sullivan coming on in again, a member for 14 months now. Joe, thank you so much. Thank you. He's always in the ganja jar. Thank you so much. Love this channel. Love the chat. Barry, wishing you a speedy recovery. Damon, thanks for the content. Let's run the table, Niners. Look, they're going to be favored against everybody in the remainder of this schedule. Well, here's the thing. Maybe not that Seattle game, but probably that Seattle game. Let's see what that Seattle game means when it gets here, but one at a time. That's it. One at a time. That's all you can take it. Well, here's the thing. It is up to them to look at one at a time. We can look ahead. And do you see what might be coming up? Did you see what happened today in the NFL? If you got an old Philip Rivers jersey, you might want to go find that. The Colts are so confident in Riley Leonard that they signed Philip Rivers today. Now, look, Philip Rivers was a very good 8-time Pro Bowl quarterback with 244 NFL games across 17 NFL seasons. There could not be a single more qualified person to come on in, maybe just off the street, and be your backup quarterback. However, and this is a really, really big however. He just turned 44 years old yesterday. His birthday was December 8th. He just turned 44 years old. And the other little fact that the Colts seem to be staring right over, if it were not there to begin with, is the fact he has not played football since the 2020 NFL season. It's been a long time. There is no other, like, where's Josh Dobbs when you need him? Is there anybody else out there? By the way, Colin Kaepernick, I guess that phone's not going to ring. If Philip Rivers' phone is ringing before you, I guess your phone just ain't going to ring again, dude. Philip Rivers, they just signed him to a practice squad. Can you imagine if the Colts are starting him in Seattle? I mean, could you imagine that? I mean, get an ambulance ready. You got Leonard Williams and DeMarcus Lawrence just licking their chops over that, right? I mean, good God. If I'm Philip Rivers, I'm checking life insurance policies before I step back into an NFL game. Man, that's good luck with that, everybody. Terry, good luck with that. I'll be watching. I mean, there's no doubt. How about this? Even if there's a conflict of interest, I guess I'm going to tape that game to see what Philip Rivers play like. NFL, you're never a dull moment. Seriously, never a dull moment. Joe coming in again. The hubris is real. Cheers. Sip of the day right here. For a sip of the day, I executed that terribly. For a sip of the day, that went right down the wrong pipe. I took like a breath as I was sipping. I got watery eyes. That's a single worst sip of the day in this channel's history. All right. Speaking of history, you ready? You feeling it? Stay humble. Damon, you getting cocky with that sip of the day? Stay humble. We got some birthdays today. Happy 91st, Dame Judi Dench. 91 years old today. By the way, officially now an old man. Beau Bridges, 84 years old today. Beau Bridges today. John Malkovich, 72 years old. Donny Osmond, one of the ultimate goody-goody two-shoes, 68 years old. Felicity Huffman, 63 years old today. And Trey Cool, the drummer from Green Day, 53 years old. 53 years old. Happy birthday to all involved. How about this? Do we even have these anymore? Roller skates? When's the last time you saw a person on roller skates or went roller skating? In 1884, the patent for a ball-bearing roller skate was issued to Levant M. Richardson. Happy birthday, roller skates. Today in 1935, University of Chicago halfback Jay Berwanger won the first Heisman Trophy. Happy birthday, Heisman Trophy. The annual award that recognizes the finest college football player in the United States that Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza is about to win. It was given away by the Downtown Athletic Club of New York. It was renamed the following year to the Heisman Trophy after John Heisman, who opened the athletic club and is a pivotal figure in college football's development and birth and all that stuff. I guess it wasn't called the Heisman Trophy, but the trophy that became the Heisman Trophy handed out for the first time today. Jay Berwanger, you're going to get that in a bar trivia in your life. If you go to bar trivia enough, you're going to get the question. Who is the number one, the first Heisman Trophy winner ever? Jay Berwanger, University of Chicago. They ain't even playing football anymore. Happy birthday to a Charlie Brown Christmas. Today in 1965, it premiered on CBS. I've never liked Charlie Brown. I know that that doesn't earn me a lot of friends up here in Charles Schwartz country that is Northern California. I always thought Charlie Brown and his group of loser friends were a bunch of losers. Like Snoopy, pretty cool. Woodstock, okay. All these kids are losers. I was never into Charlie Brown, man. Also never into Winnie the Pooh. Bunch of losers. Today in 1979, some 10 years after the World Health Organization became a global vaccination program against smallpox, the disease was officially declared eradicated. It is coming back in Texas and other vaccination adverse places. You're getting smallpox back. You get what you ask for. Imagine that. In 1979, vaccines, yeah, everyone understood it. Today, a lot of confusion. What's wrong with you people? Let's see. We don't do a lot of movies in today in history, but there are some good ones involved in today. Today in 1983, the movie Scarface was released in theaters. Scarface. Say goodnight to the bad guy. Gonna be a long time before you see a bad guy like this again. Freaking love Scarface. Today in 1983, also Sudden Impact and Christine came out in theaters. Today in 1988, we got Twins and Mississippi Burning. Those movies don't have a lot to do with each other, but they both came out on the same day. And today in 1992. Today in 1992, Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. It was over for those kids. Sorry, everyone. Instead of saying hello, the Queen said goodbye. Barry, thanks, Damon, my fellow Plusers, for the well wishes. Love you all. This is the best group in all of social media. How old is Philip Rivers? Again, yesterday, he turned 44, Barry. Thank you so much, Barry. Again, we got your back, man. We support the hell out of you, okay? We support the hell out of you. There's no doubt about it. I promised you. Hold on. Where's the plug? America's squeakiest disco ball. Back at it has been a while since we opened up Club Plus, and we start with Irwin. Lucy was a sadist. Really? Seriously, man. Lucy, what's wrong with you, Lucy? Say hello to my little friend. Rabanga! Rabanga! Hey, look at this. Scott, got my shingles shot on Saturday. Nothing says I'm in the prime of my life like giving me that shingles shot, right? Absolutely. What, 7 skating rinks, several skate parks in Memphis? Well, you know, this is maybe why Memphis remains a cool place in America. I haven't seen anybody on roller skates in San Francisco, but for that little track that they have in Golden Gate Park, where like the 4 people in San Francisco who still roller skate go to roller skate. Damon, sadly, Fernando Mendoza is about to be drafted by the worst team. Well, here's the thing. I heard the Titans aren't ruling out thinking about a quarterback if they're number one, but they just drafted a quarterback. If the Giants are number one, I think they're pretty happy with Jackson Dart. And if he goes to the Raiders, I'm going to tell you I might get a Fernando Mendoza Raider jersey. Not to support them, but to support him. Actually, I'm going to make JT the Brick send me one for free. I'm not spending any money on that. Love you to a friend. Love to you, friend. Oh, Philip Rivers, 174 years old. Not quite that old. Look, people are excited that disco ball's back. Thank you, my nostrils. Let's get him to 50,000, my nostrils. I agree with you. Thank you so much. And I got to take a leak. So we're going to shut down the club. We're going to shut down the show. We thank you so much for being here today. Much more coming up throughout the week. Our good friend Sammy is going to be joining us on Thursday. We got a few other pokers in the fire, working on a few big guests that should be coming by soon. But in the meantime, thank you for watching. Thank you to everyone who liked and subscribed. Thanks to all the supers today. And please do. Did we get them all? We got them all. We get them all. We got them all. We got them all. Mike, we might have missed a couple of yours yesterday. But we thank you, as always, for him. Thank you for the support. Thanks for the love. Get well, Barry. And please do remember that sports don't build character. They reveal it. And like that, he's gone.